We're going to say some prayers now, so let's pray. Holy Spirit, our comforter and our friend, as we stand on your word, we ask that you rain down on us. Let your power fall on us and change our hearts. Open heaven wide and pour out the rain of your Holy Spirit over our church and our lives. Change us, renew us, empower us. We need your touch again. Precious gift from heaven, send us your cleansing rain. Holy Spirit, our living hope, we long for your glory and power. Our hearts long to be overcome by your presence. Like a mighty rushing wind, fill this place. Baptize us with your fire. Spirit of truth, teach us all things. Bring us to remember the words of Jesus. Guide us into all truth. Give us power in our weakness to speak the word of God with boldness. Holy Spirit, we give all glory to you, for through your mighty power at work within us, you are able to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Help us not to grieve you, dear Spirit, but to submit to you and allow your power to have full sway in us as we cooperate with you. We thank you for your gracious presence dwelling within us. Glory to you and in the church and in Christ Jesus. Dear God, we are bound in hope by the power of your Holy Spirit. Fill us with all joy and peace as we believe in you. Holy Spirit, empower our lives to produce your fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Only through your power can we live in holiness and in victory over sin. Convict us. Fill us and empower us. Amen. So we're going to have, as our final song, a great song. I love it. Great is the Darkness, number 835.
Yeah.
Say the blessing, so if we remain standing or whatever. Just thank you for being here, really appreciate it. Thank you for all those who have appeared on Zoom as well. It's great that there's that facility. Thank you, Anna, for setting that up. So the blessing on our hearts and on our houses, the blessing of God. In our coming and our going, the peace of God. In our life and our believing, the love of God. And at our end, a new beginning, the arms of God to welcome us and bring us home. Amen.
Amen.
Right, well, thank you for that. Now's the opportunity. I've got a mic here. If anyone would like to ask David any questions. If there's anyone on Zoom, they put their hand up. Anna, keep an eye on that if we can. Has anyone got a question they'd like to ask David of how it will work with the three group, with the three churches? I'll ask a question then. First, start off then. We basically are now in a different group with Winscombe and Nailsy. How do you view it will work, David?
Well, I think what's been quite clear. You're right, isn't it?
I've got a lapel, that's great. So how things will work as far as I can envisage at the moment is that there'll be an equal commitment to each of the three churches. So that will mean an equal commitment in terms of my hours, in terms of the days, and also an equal commitment in terms of taking services. So I'm afraid that instead of being one in two, you know, you being sharing with Winscombe, it'll be you sharing with Winscombe and Nailsy. So that seems to be the way to start with. How things will pan out long term it remains to be seen. I mean, I'm not going to make that a kind of a commitment forever, but that will be how it starts to start with.
Anyone got another question?
So are you actually going to be doing a service at each of the churches each week, or are you doing any services twice where you're doing, say, two churches?
Well, I think the general thing will be that I will take one service in the morning. So obviously you're 9:30, well done. Winscombe is 10:30 and now it's 11 o'clock. So very occasionally there might be an opportunity for me to preach here and then, or take the service here and then go on to Nailsy. But as we find this morning, it doesn't give me any opportunity to talk to anybody at the end. If there's any things going on in your life, you don't get a chance really to tell me. So it's not ideal for me to race straight away. It takes 15 minutes to get to Nailsy Plus. So that's not ideal. There's talk also about having an evening service, so that can be sort of manoeuvred so that you see me more often than one in three. I think, you know, to me, I find that quite difficult to think that I'll only be here one week in three, or at any of the churches one in three, because that is, you know, I think a lot of things can happen in those 2 weeks. So, yeah. So thanks, Dawn. Good question. A part of it will be just working it out, because it's new to you. It's new to me. I've only been a minister of one church before. So it have challenges, but also it has blessings, because, you know, just that variety. You're used to having more than one minister, one preacher, aren't you? So that variety can be quite a positive thing. Tony.
David, would you envisage setting aside certain days of each week to be in certain places, like Monday and Tuesday, and Winscombe Tuesday, Thursday, you know, whichever. Yeah.
I think that will be it. It will be working out particularly what's established. So if there's an established daytime prayer meeting or something like that, or group that the leaders are very keen for me to be involved in, then obviously I will work it through. So, you know, Nelsie obviously involved in some things, Winscombe involved in some things, you're involved in some things. So it's a commitment from my part to be as much possible and as much here as possible, but also as Jim, I don't know if you met him, but Jim from the URC is very keen that obviously that I have time off as well. So it's got to be sustainable. I aim to, you know, if you accept me, I hope to be here for some years. It's not going to be a year and then I'm out of here. So.
David, I just wanted to ask you what your vision for the church chapel is here, and also, or put another, oh sorry Paul, is that better? I just wanted to ask you what's your vision for the chapel here, and also what you think's really important for the congregation.
Thanks Catherine. I think because goals in the church they worry me sometimes slightly, because it's not really centrally about how many baptisms you have, even really doesn't, it's not dependent on how many new members you have or anything. It seems to me that the core commitment from my part to you is to encourage you to get closer to Jesus. Amen. So so that's very nebulous, isn't it? You can't really, I can't run up a rule beside you and go, okay, you were like this, you were 6 last year, and then this year you're 7. That's great. But I can see people grow in God. I can see the changes. You can see the changes in other people in this fellowship that are growing closer to God and becoming more like Jesus and becoming more wholeheartedly for God. Yeah? So it's kind of seeing that in people. So that's what I will seek to do, both on a kind of personal level and as a church. You know, we seek to grow more Christ-like, more loving to each other. That's the most attractive thing that this village will see. People that are living like Jesus is hugely attractive. That's how the early church worked, and that's how I see things working. I'm not a big evangelist that's going to be on a street corner preaching. So, you know, that's what I'm not going to be. Thanks, Catherine.
We've got Julia there. We've got Jackie on the Zoom, okay?
Is this turn itself on?
No, it should be on. The red light should be on.
Okay. Can you hear me? I think that's a yes. Everybody awake now? David, I just wanted to ask, linked to your own work-life balance with the 3 churches to manage, how many schools will you also need to be involved with, and what is your vision for the children of the 3 villages?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, I've been a minister of one church, so it's meant that I can get very involved in school work and things like that. But it was a really fortunate situation where the heads were Christians and they were really encouraging. I think that there have been other churches that I've been involved with where the schools haven't been at all encouraging. And it's kind of working along, saying, look, I'm here, I'm available, I will do whatever you say, and then seeing what the school response is to that. I haven't got time to bash down doors, but I will be available. And I know schools now are looking for all sorts of kind of pastoral support. I think if that was to be an involvement, then I would seek to kind of encourage people to do that for themselves, rather than with me kind of supporting them. So I think for me it'd be more a kind of supportive role. So I'm not planning to give you loads of work, because obviously you see people that are very stretched anyway. Thanks, Julia. Hi, Jackie.
Did anyone hear that? Jackie said the 3 churches are slightly different, but how would David encourage people to work, all the 3 churches to work together?
I think part of that will be having evening services where everybody is welcome. I know with the Nelsie Church, it's quite a small church and it's quite elderly, so they don't move very easily to another place. You know, as I said, this is 15 minutes. Winscombe's 30 minutes from Nelsie. So it's, you know, part of the reason why I'm preaching with you to three different churches rather than having everybody in one church is the recognition that people aren't always happy to move and they're not always able to. So trying to work with that. So it will be encouraging each church to be involved with the other churches, but recognising that, you know Nelsie, don't you? And you know there's 15,000 people live in Nelsie, and it's a commuter town. Rington is a village, 2,500 people, completely different context. Winscombe, again, is rather different context from here. Probably twice as many people living in Winscombe. So it's bringing the churches together, but also recognising that we are different. I'm not going to fit everybody into a square peg and say, right, you have to do it this way. So part of my early recognition we're meeting with Nelsie and Winscombe especially is they are different churches. They're in a different place. Nelsie is quite happy being a church for older people, and that's fine. So I work in that way. You're much more, you've got children coming, you're involved, they're getting older and everything. So that's a different group of people. And praise the Lord for that. I mean, I think it'll be great, but you don't all just fit into one model of how to do church.
Dan, you're next. Just done a bit already.
Oh, great. Thanks, Dan. I like those ones.
One question for you last. Where will you be living?
Well, hopefully in Rington. So obviously, Fee will be living in Rington, and I'll be living in Rington. I think the other churches are a little bit like... The other churches are a little bit like, oh, so all your work's going to be in Rington. But my commitment to them is that when I have that day in Nelsie or 2 days in Nelsie, that I go and spend it in Nelsie. So just like a job, go there, spend the day there and set up things. So it's not like I'm going to be living in Rington and occasionally popping off. It will be a committed schedule to make sure that everybody feels like equally supported by me.
Any questions you want to ask us then? Because obviously it's a two-way process.
For me, church is not just about... I think you do the social stuff here wonderfully. You know, the breakfast, the quizzes, so many good things you do. It's to have that and then to increase, to encourage the spiritual side. You do the spiritual side great as well, but this is what makes us special, is the Holy Spirit at work in us and in the village around. So how do we see that? And I think that part of my early commitment to you will be just to I think a lot of people in churches, they've got a very defensive posture and they feel, oh, we're the last. Church is diminishing. Christians in the UK are getting smaller and smaller. Well, I'm not sure that that's true. I think there's an awful lot of Christians in Rington and elsewhere that don't go to church anymore. And I think that part of my commitment will be to encourage them. You know, people that have been faithful here and now have stopped. So part of my early commitment will be to go meet with those people and just encourage them in their journey. And if they feel that that journey is returning here, then brilliant. I'm not going to force them, obviously, because that's their decision. But trying to listen to people, I think, seems to be a kind of key thing rather than telling them what they should be doing. So I waffled. Sorry, I do tend to waffle. Pauline.
I think it's very exciting, David, that you considering coming to us, or we're going to choose you. And I, when Marcus spoke the other week to us, he said he became a Christian through the Alpha Course in London. And several people have asked in Rington if we're going to do an Alpha Course. I know it's an added burden on you, but with a good team behind you, I think it could happen, or Winscombe or Nelsie. It's just that this is one way of contacting people who can learn more about God's love. And excuse me, many years ago when Stephen Newell was here, we had Long Ashton, of course, that was our third church then until it closed and we got the manse here now. And I think it's, especially on this day, the Holy Spirit is with you and can just encourage us to go forward with you and that God will be with you in whatever is chosen today. Oh, well, not today, but, you know, in the near future.
So definitely. Thank you. Yeah, the Alpha course, I mean, I've run lots of Alpha courses, so I know how they work. That is definitely still a great kind of vehicle. The meals together is a huge thing. So definitely keen to do that. And keen to, you know, we're talking about maybe running something like a Kintsugi Hope course and things like that. So that will need more delegation. You know, one of the things I'm going to have to learn is that I can't do all this. As you said, you know, I've got to do it with the help or maybe other people actually running those things because I can't give all my time to Rington. So that's something that I'll be in the process of learning. But Alpha Course, people hungry for God, you know, absolutely. And getting alongside people that have very abstract views of God, just listening to them, I think is a huge part of people are hungry, but it's what are they hungry for? You know, that's kind of discerning that. So, and I'm really pleased that you're excited because I am as well. So,
one of the questions I've got to ask David is how you'd work with the church in Rington. They've now sort of got a lot of children going. They've got a lot of new people, it seems, from the joint service that we went to a couple of weeks ago. I spoke to a lady that had moved into the new houses and was going to the church and didn't even know that the chapel existed. And I think there needs to be more involvement with us and the church. And I just wanted to know how you felt and how you would do that, because I know that you're going to have an even busier schedule with three churches, or three chapels.
Churches together. So now, see, I think we've got 9 churches. Winscombe have got, I think, 5. You've really got 2. So my commitment is to be supportive of that. I've chaired churches together in the past, so I know how they work. And the greater the cooperation, the better they work. So I would seek to be completely cooperative with the parish church. And they have their strengths. We have our strengths, don't we, here? So it's just recognising that. I think one thing that's kind of come from that, which is completely different, is, you know, that I think one of the issues initially for me was, is this just going full circle? You know, I was here for a number of years, and we raised a family here, and just the thinking, is it just going backwards? You know, there's some of you that I know from 15 years ago and whatever, but somebody pointed out to me that it's more like a spiral, you know, that I'm in a different place. I'm not going to come back. I'm not going to open a shop. I'm not going to run a youth group. That is just like, that's not going to happen. So it's just recognizing that you've changed, I've changed. We're in a different context, maybe the same geographical thing. One of the great things to me is seeing people that I recognise, but also seeing people that I don't recognise. The church is growing, isn't it? And it's moving. And that's a lot of great, you know, the Holy Spirit's at work. In all three churches, I've felt that the kind of presence of God, a kind of warmth, and I think that's really great. So we're not on kind of like, oh yeah, just things will die out gradually. It's not about that. It's about moving forward, being positive. And we're all looking the same direction, aren't we? We're not here to disagree and have issues. We're here to support each other and bless each other and love each other. That's, you know, that's my commitment, I think.
You've been with the Baptists up to now, you're now going to the URC. How were you sort of integrate, or will they support you, or what sort of links will there be with it?
Yeah, well, previously I've had two churches. They've both been independent. So I went through a Baptist college, so I have Baptist leanings. But I think one of the advantages of being part of the URC is that there is support for me in the background. So if there's something major happened here or at Nailsea or at Winscombe, I have people that I can turn to and go, can you support me? There's a retreat once a year, things like that. So it's much more integrated, and the commitment is to sustain you as a minister rather than let you burn out after 3 years, which often can happen. Thanks, Marshall.
Unless there's any other questions, I'd like to thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to break Chuck off again, so we've got to do it all again. I'm glad he's bringing Fiona with him, not leaving her. I said, based on, unless there's any other questions, I'd like to thank David for coming. We've got 10 minutes, so I think, you know, he needs a break before he starts on the next one. I'm also glad he's bringing Fiona with him when he comes, not leaving her in Bradford. So unless there's anything else, thank you very much, David, and we wish you the best as you travel to Nailsea.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
We're going to have tea and coffee now, and then we'll come back and have our church meeting and find a boat. So thank you very much. Thank you very much, all those on Zoom as well.
Yeah.
Nothing else you need to ask before you go? No? Okay. Thank you.